Hello everyone, it's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. I have a gadget today that I truly think is probably one of the best gadgets I've reviewed in the last 5 years. Stay tuned.
He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Hey, hello everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Welcome everyone. I really appreciate you viewing the show. We have a really good gadget today, probably one of the best things I've interviewed or I've seen in the last 5 years. If we take a quick peek on camera two, we'll see that it's the NixPlay Seed. That's the model, the NixPlay Seed, and we're going to take a look at that in just a second. Again, we're on episode 241. We are heard in 172 countries around the world, and I thank everybody for that. You can certainly tune us in by just going to iTunes and subscribing to The Gadget Professor Show, or you can go to thegadgetprofessor.com and subscribe to our newsletter there, and you'll get all kinds of stuff. You'll get the show notes, and you'll also find out how to get on Rebel Mouse and follow us on Twitter and all that kind of stuff. You can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. You could also follow us on YouTube. All right, today we're going to take a peek at camera two now, and we are going to see what I consider one of the finest frames, photo frames made. And the company is called NixPlay, and they have several models. This particular model that we're looking at is actually a 10-inch digital frame. It is high resolution and it does some amazing things. First of all, it works really well. That's amazing right off the bat. It works really well. It comes in a variety of colors, which really doesn't make a difference to me. I have mulberry. That's what you're seeing now. I'll call your attention to a couple things that make this frame better than others. This is basically live on the internet. It's wireless, so you can actually give this frame to a relative or a friend. They put it on, they have to have wireless internet, of course, and you basically upload whatever you want to that frame from anywhere. Essentially, it will connect to the internet. You're going to sign in and make a NixPlay account, and that's pretty simple to do if you go onto the NixPlay website, and they have an absolutely beautiful, elegant designed website, very easy to interface with. And essentially, you're going to create your own username and password as you would with any other type of a photographic website so that you could log in. And that's very simple to do. You make up your username, your password, and you log in. They will send you back immediately a confirmation that you need to click to say, yes, this is indeed me, and I did order the service, blah, 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 and you click it. When I say order the service, you're not paying any monthly fee or anything. You're going to buy this frame outright, and you own it. There's no monthly fees. Now, the nice part about NixPlay is that they give you a very elegant board, if you will, what I call board, panel, dashboard, and it makes it very easy to add whatever it is that you want. So essentially, you're going to create a new album, and I'm just going to call it Test, and you click OK, and you have created an album. Would you like to open the album and add photos? Yes or no? Well, yeah, I'd like to add photos. And now here's the beautiful thing about this. Here comes up a drop window, and boom, you just basically drag and drop the photos that you want, and they will appear. At that point, it creates a playlist. Over here, you'll see my playlist, and right now, I can add a new playlist, which could contain as many albums as I want, the test folder, the demo folder, whatever. And then you're just going to go down here and select what playlists that you want to view. Essentially, at that point, they are sent to this frame over here. These photos are picked up the same fashion. You log in with your username and password on the frame itself, and you're just basically emailing, if you will, your photographs to this device. And that's the basic premise of how this operates. Now it gets better. Not only can you drag and drop, but what this will do is it will coordinate all your photos in one place. And what I mean by that, Dropbox, Facebook, pretty much almost any service that you're using in a cloud fashion, Instagram, Picasa, Facebook, Dropbox, Flickr, almost any service that you're using as a cloud to store your photographs will send those photos to this NixPlay frame. I love that. To make matters even better, you can go on to the app, which I'm going to do right now on your Droid or your iOS system, and it lets you take a picture or pick from your camera roll. So right now I'm going to choose take a picture. I'm in the studio. I'm going to take a picture looking at my camera, and it says, do you want to use this photo? Yes, I do. And essentially what it's going to do now is it's loading it, and I can, I don't know if you can see that, but there's the photo that I took. I can write a caption if I so desire. You click next, and so there's my camera. I've taken the photograph, and now it says, what playlist do you want to add it to? There we go. And I have two demo folders right now, so I'm going to add it to the demo folder, and I'm going to click send, and that is uploading that photograph. Boom, it's there. So if we go back on this, we'll put this in the corner of the frame. You'll see I have 10 photographs. There it is. You've received the photo. I just sent that photo. There it is. It's received. And there's the photo that I took. So that's really cool. And it's instant, as you can see. It works flawlessly. You also have a lot of functionality on the frame itself. You can control whether it rolls in, fades in, circles in. You can control that. You can control how long a photo is up, anywhere from a 5 seconds to 10 seconds up to several minutes. There's a whole menu with that. Now, how do you control the frame? Well, that's a good question. You control the frame with this remote control switch that actually comes with this unit. There it is. And from that, you can advance the photos, go back, create different settings. You can interact with this in a variety of ways. And again, this, as everything else, works flawless. You should see my picture coming up next, I believe. The next photo should be, okay, it's the one after this, will actually be the studio shot that I took. But this little interface, this little switch, works really well. I guess not. It's in the queue, though. I know it is. So this switch works quite well. Now, to add to the functionality, if you look in front of this frame again, you'll actually see two little squares right there. What are those for? Well, one is for the reception of this signal, of your remote signal, and the other is so clever, it's kind of a motion detector. So your frame will go off after so many seconds, and again, you could set that. But as you or someone else walks by it, it will automatically turn it on, and it will stay on for however long you want it. So it actually turns itself on and off. It's great. So if your grandmother, or your mother, your father, or whatever family member, especially it's super for the elderly, because you can keep changing those photos all day long. And it's constantly going to be refreshed. You don't have to be there. Obviously, you'll have to be there one time to visit to hook it up to the internet, to the wireless connection. But after that, they'll be able to see all the family photos on a luxurious, high-resolution screen. So it's very clever in design. It's very functional. Has a lot of features. I really, really, really like it. The other thing that I thought was so clever, if we go back to camera two, I'm going to show you how the stand is. The stand is this wire that actually plugs in to a little power pack. You've seen those. And it has to be plugged into that power pack. So yes, this does have to be plugged in. There's no question about that. But your wire that provides the power to this unit, it's locked in there. There's no way of removing that. The other end plugs into the wall. But what's neat is this wire is actually like a hanger in terms of flexibility. It's very solid. So you're basically bending this back, and then you're using that, if you will, as the stand. So if you want it to be vertical, if you want it to be vertical, it can be vertical. Or if you want it to be horizontal, it can be horizontal. And the stand is totally the wire in the back. So that is great. If you want it tilted back, you can do that. If you want it up front, you can do that. So very, very, very flexible in terms of operation. I love this frame. The quality is great. The accessibility and your ability to upload photographs instantly is phenomenal. The app that is available for both the Droid and iOS makes it even more functional. So I don't think there's a better frame out there. If there is, I want to know about it. But hands down, this is the best frame I've ever tested. In terms of cost, they have different size frames. The larger your frame, obviously, the more it will cost. These In a 7-inch, run around $99. In the 10-inch, it's about $130. If you shop the internet, you may be able to find it for a little bit less. But if you want a really nice gift for a family or friend or both, this is the way to do it. Also, you can have your friends share pictures and send them. So if you have other relatives that want to send grandma or whoever photos, you all can participate in that. It's a wonderful device. It makes a wonderful present, and I highly, highly recommend it. So you'll definitely want to check out the NixPlay photo frame. And now what we're going to do is we're going to get into a bunch of apps. I have a ton of them today, so put on your seatbelt because we're going to go fast. This one's called Customizer God. I didn't make up the name, but that's what it's called. I'm sure many of you are operating Windows 10, Windows 7, Windows 8, and you always have icons that you just can't change, whatever they may be. My computer, it goes on and on and on. But Customizer God gives you a plethora of resources where you just click on the icon that you like and it will change pretty much anything. So definitely check this out. It is 100% free and it 100% works because I've used it myself. Now, I don't know how long this offer is going to last. I'm telling you right now, you may watch the show a week after it was put up and you may be out of luck. But right now and for the next 3 days, you can get a free copy of CyberLink Photo Director 6 Deluxe. For that price, it's a must grab. You must do it. It only works on the PC. But this is a phenomenal program that will do pretty much anything you want to do to your photographs digitally for free. Even to buy this program, it's absolutely wonderful. CyberLink makes phenomenal products. I've done a little bit of work for the company. I will disclose that. But their products are impeccable, and this is a great deal. So hopefully you can catch it. If you get the show notes, that link will be in the show notes. So check that out. Also, here's a place where people ask, where do I find the free software? Where do I find the free apps? Well, you got to do some research on the web, and also you got to test out the product before you recommend it, because if it has malware in it, you're not going to be too popular with people. So I do check out pretty much every app that I recommend, or I'll tell you that I just downloaded it, or I haven't downloaded it, and I haven't checked it out. But typically, everything that I recommend, I've actually used and tested myself. But one place you can get fairly reliable apps from is on CNET, and they have a download section, and you can just browse through that and find something that you may like. These are all not free. Some of them may be a 10-day demo, some of them may be a 30-day demo, some of them may not be free at all, but this will certainly tell you what the most popular downloads are, not only for the PC, but for the Mac, for the Android, for the iOS system. It's a good reference site, and you might want to check it out. This one is called Glarisoft. It's quick startup, free app. Glarisoft makes fantastic utilities, really fantastic utility applications. And what this will do is it will go into your Windows operating system and it will optimize and help you start up quicker. So if you start your machine and you come back an hour later, it's still chugging along. Probably something's wrong with it. But that said, you want to check this program out because this will browse all your startup entries and give you a list of what actually is starting when you turn your machine on. It's going to also give you a security ranking, and it will tell you if anything is starting that really is questionable, and you'll have the opportunity to disengage that. You're going to get detailed information about every single program that starts up because it may have a weird name and you don't know what it is, but it actually gives you a description telling you what is actually starting up. And you'll also be able to add, edit, or delete things that are starting up. So check this utility out. It will save you a lot of aggravation, particularly if your machine's grinding up. Here's an app that's it's actually a piece of software. It's not free, but for 34 days. Why they picked 34 days, I don't know. But it's 34-day free trial, and this is going to give you total control of your money. It's a great service in terms of figuring out what your credit card debts are, what you should pay off, your stress levels that when things are getting tight. This will tell you essentially everything you need to know to manage your finances and give you advice. So it's a very robust program. I personally haven't downloaded it yet, but it looks kind of neat, and I always like to pass on this information to people, particularly with programs that are so robust such as this. Another freebie for you, and this is great. If you want some cool ringtones, go to this one, iRing Pro. Totally free ringtones from iRing Pro. This is going to give you a ton of free apps. You don't load them directly. So you don't download it to your phone. You'll need to download it to a Mac or a PC, and from there you're going to tie it into your smartphone. But if you want some really nice ringtones and you don't want to pay any money, this is the way to go. So we'll have that in the show notes. Another great app that I have, I told you there's a lot of apps, is called File Hippo. This is a piece of software that could be used on your Mac or your PC. It lets you run anything that was available on Android. Yep, anything that's available on Android, including the Google Play Store, you can use this and run it on your PC or your Mac. And it's kind of a neat app, and for the price, you can't beat it. So if you're hooked on a game or a particular app on your Android device, now you can use that same software on your Mac or your PC. So you'll want to check that out. And that pretty much does it today for the Gadget Professor. I hope to see everyone next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.